the cast is gone and the crew's in control. Welcome to Cruise Control. My name's Grant Lincoln, and this is the show Cruise Control, where myself and my three co-hosts, we dive deep into the world behind the camera. We dive deep. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Leopold Bordeaux. I am a costume designer and a wardrobe specialist for JAMP Productions, and I also I aspire to branch out into set design and other art department duties, but right now I'm just in costumes and submitting my resume wherever I can. So if you see me, definitely offer me an opportunity to paint a set. Just a little joke.
Well, hey there, I'm Janet. I'm really a writer at heart and in reality, but some know me around here as the PA. So I kind of do everything, a little bit of everything. You know, I'll hold your bags, I'll get you a freaking snack, I'll make sure all the kids are on set and in order. And just hanging on to what I can.
And hey, this is Dorsch. I'm here, you know, I do the action, get the stunts done, get the things rolling, explosives, lost limbs, babies exploding. That's everything I'm in.
Oh, that is everyone that you need to know. Again, we are working at JAMP Productions, and we are doing this podcast so I can get famous later on in life. I don't know if I fully introduced myself. Grant Lincoln. I run the property department here. I've been doing this job for feels like ever, but I finally wanted to make myself known. And you guys know how crappy the cast and on camera talent treats us, so I figured we should take control. We should do something that we didn't get asked to do.
It feels good, to be honest. Tom Cruise slapped me in the face a few weeks ago.
Your face, it's still red.
Yeah, you see
it? I do.
The whole hand.
He has huge hands.
Yeah. Tom Cruise actually converted me to Scientology, had me give up all my secrets, and then broke up with me, all in just that one short filming. So, yeah, he's a trip.
Call that Mission Impossible.
That was good, Dorsch.
I don't get it.
It's a movie that Tom Cruise is a movie series.
I'm not going to get it. I'm sorry. I should have made that clear.
Okay. Well, that's.
He didn't grow up here. Not that matters. Dorsch gets it, but
yeah.
But he didn't grow up in this reality. Leopold grew up rich, is what I'm saying.
That's right.
Okay. I didn't grow up that rich. I had to.
Your father is a business mogul in Dubai.
I had to buy my own car first by selling my horses, and so I think
you had a fleet of horses.
Yes, 150 horses is technically a fleet.
How many are left?
What?
How many horses are left?
Well, they were sold dead.
So zero, if we're going to be technical about it. I'm sorry. I don't think it's fair, Janet, for you to sort of out me like that to the world. Yes, I did come from privilege, but I've also done incredible hard work myself, and I give to certain charities, none that you've heard of course.
Sure, but... sure. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all in the freaking basement of a production company, so I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
More money, more problems.
I wish there was more money. How much are you getting paid, Leopold? If you're rich, what is a guy like you doing here?
I get paid in fabrics. So I
sounds like home. JAMP, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I negotiated for that. They wanted to pay me $30,000 every production, and I negotiated them up to six scarves and a $25 gift card to Michael's. So,
I actually had to sell my body to get a job here. So,
the last property manager, I had to give myself
just
to
kidding.
Be. I did not have to kill him, Janet. We all know he disappeared under mysterious causes at the same time I got this job.
It
I had
Grant. Stop sweating.
I'm sorry.
You're
I'm
dripping
an
all over the microphone. And
I'm sorry. I'll
and you don't have to drip on my microphone too.
Well, maybe if it look, oh, I can't God. Help.
I've given stop. You many a I've given you many a handkerchief. The sweat should not be an issue.
It's a medical condition. All right.
All right.
Look,
well, Dorsch
smells. I sweat.
Hey, don't put this on me.
You smell good, Dorsch.
You smell really good, Dorsch.
All right, put it on me.
You smell great.
Distractingly good on today's set.
Okay, that's probably why Step it back. Tom did that. It's probably why you got slapped.
Because I smell good. Well, yeah. Tom does have a fear of good smelling things. It's called smugglerophobia.
We saw Edge of Tomorrow. We know.
Yeah. Also, I just want to make a point that Tom Cruise, working on a project that we worked on, has absolutely nothing to do with the name of this podcast. Just, you know,
I don't get it.
I didn't think it.
Tom Cruise,
I'm not going to get it. My brain is not good. It's not well.
Got that smart brain. That rich brain.
Got that rich people brain.
I'm too rich to understand.
You didn't go through enough trauma.
Okay, Janet. I'll let you know. I put all of those horses down myself.
Get out.
Talk about trauma, Janet.
I don't think you had to do that.
It was easier to transport them that way. Would I do it again? Of course not. But it worked out, didn't it? I have a 2012 Ford Fiesta now that I wouldn't otherwise have.
Oh, I love a Ford Fiesta.
You're parked in the director's spot.
Because I am sort of the director of wardrobes, so
well,
I assume that... not for just directors in general?
No. Is that also why you sat in the big folding chair?
Excuse me?
You sat in the big folding chair that said director on it?
Oh, was that not for me? I had no idea.
No, you also ate the director's lunch.
What a crazy mistake that I keep making.
Leopold, you're clenching your fists and making me uncomfortable.
But I'm sorry. I got some of those for Christmas. I got some of those grip strength things where there's an angry gorilla on the package, and I have been just firing those out all day, and so my wrists are, I can't open my hands right now. They're clamped shut. I apologize.
I think you're talking about gorilla glue.
No, it's grip strength.
No, it's
a grip strength tester where you put this fluid all over your hands and you try to pull it apart, and if you can pull it apart, then you're as strong as an ape, and I'm almost there. I'm getting pretty close.
You are pulling the skin right off of your hands.
No, that means it's working.
Ugh. Well, I saw you trying to open the bathroom door earlier today, and I wanted to help, but it was just too fun.
I was in that bathroom.
Janet, you were in there for so long. Are you okay?
Well, I don't think it's okay that you would try to bust open a door while a woman is in her private space.
It's a unisex bathroom, and you'd been in there for an hour.
Well, you know what? Sometimes a girl's gotta cry on set, okay? You don't get it because you just dress the actors up. But I'm the PA, okay? I get used and abused like no other.
I was about to sympathize with you until you said I just dress up the actors.
Oh, that's it. You throw some hats on, maybe a mustache.
Oh, the disrespect I receive here. But what happened today? Are you okay?
What did they ask you to do?
I know, I'm sorry. I don't usually hate Leopold this much. We actually are friends. It's just... I don't know, Tom Cruise and all of his buddies really threw me through the loop.
They threw you pretty hard.
They threw me really, really hard across set, and I actually fell right on one of Dorch's spiky contraptions, and now I have to get stitches in the lower part of my back.
Yeah, you still owe me about $20 for that spike trap.
They won't even let me take time off to get the surgery, Dorch. What the heck?
Well, you, I mean, we have a set doctor that patched you up pretty nicely.
That's my ex-boyfriend. I can't go see him.
Well, so I mean, he patched you up, so
yeah.
I think you were unconscious.
No, stop ripping those stitches out. Just because it was your ex doesn't mean you...
Oh, God, it's getting on my face.
I don't want it on me anymore.
On my mic. Oh, Janet, come here for a hug.
Here, use this handkerchief to mop it up.
There it is. Oh, there it is. It's okay.
Well, luckily, Tom Cruise's movie... The Small Lebowski is done. They just wrapped today. We got a new project in.
I'm so happy to move on from The Big Small Lebowski. I feel like I was so limited in terms of the wardrobe options I was given. It was bowling shirt after bowling shirt after bowling shirt. And at a certain point, you can only enhance the story so much through a costume when
same
you're
with
not
props.
Given the freedom to.
I love the guys. Anytime you get Tom Cruise in a fat suit with golf and bowling shirts on,
it's shocking how many movies he's done that are not connected where he's been in a fat suit and gone golfing.
Well, after Tropic Thunder, he just remade every movie John Goodman did, and so.
Yeah, now he was just in the Clover 11 Cloverfield Lane.
11 Cloverfield Lane, yeah. Where he plays the neighbor of a weird kidnapper.
Yeah, the kidnapping is very much a side plot.
Yeah, it's more him just going about his day. He asks John Goodman for sugar. John Goodman's like, this fat suit is kind of rude,
you know, but we don't have to deal with Cruise. We're done with movies for a while. You guys saw what was brought in today, the bedroom set.
I read and saw that.
Yeah,
that was,
you know, it's, I am excited bed. About a sitcom. I feel like it'll be something a little lighter, maybe something.
Yeah, we haven't worked on a sitcom since Harry the Lamp.
And it was a very
really
hairy
sad.
Lamp.
I'll be honest, Harry the Lamp was garbage.
They tried to reboot Alf, but instead of an alien, it was just a hairy lamp. It never would have worked.
Also, but, yeah, if you're going to reboot Alf, why not just reboot Alf, you know?
Rights, royalties, you know.
I'm happy that they are using my bed. I think that's my old bed.
Oh, you've been sleeping here?
What? No, yeah. I donated my old bed frame because I'm no longer using it.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's an ivory bed frame.
You're using the floor, right, Leo, for your back?
Yes, I thought my back was too good, I was told. So
of course.
I naturally removed any comfortable furniture from my apartment.
Another one of those rich apartment. Rich people problems. My back's too straight.
Right. Yes, I'm over here like, I have scoliosis and was dropped 4 times as a child. But, hashtag, can't relate.
Janice, I'm sorry. Now I feel bad about my reverse back brace.
Well, if you have any other beds you want to donate, let me know.
That was a steep angle, a very steep angle of your back brace.
I think that... it's important for me to have a worse posture to relate more to the common man. But Janet, I'm sorry. Oh, I called you Janice, didn't I?
It happens. I don't, you know, what's a name? It's not like my parents ever got it right. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of name, you saw the call sheet for this new project, right?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't?
No,
it's been plastered everywhere.
I don't read.
Yeah, I don't read the names either. It's just stunts.
Well, if I said the postman, would that ring any bells?
Did we get mail or?
I thought the cast and talent was all gone, and that the crew. This was our time. But I ran in to Mary Lynn the postman.
Shut the fuck up.
I know she's right outside. I told her. I told her to wait there until I give her the signal.
I'm sweating.
I'm not that excited.
I honestly have no idea who you're talking about, and I'm not going to get it, so don't
I'm about well, why don't to fan we let girl so hard? She oh, was in my God. Favorite teen drama.
Yeah. You were a fan of Hillary Days?
Hillary Days. Yeah, she played the mean girl alcoholic. She was hilarious.
I personally, I first got introduced to Marilyn the Postman when she played the she. It was her first role. She played the triplets in the
all three of them in
Home on the Hill.
Pretty weird, Dorsch.
Yeah, wait
so
a minute.
Cute when they're in the rule of three. They're so cute when they're in.
Anyway,
three.
Since we all know who we're talking about, maybe we just bring them in.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Hey. Mary Lynn, this is The Signal. Come on in.
Oh, hi, y'all. What y'all
welcome,
doing?
Welcome.
Sitting at this dirty old table at this hour.
Oh, we're recording a podcast, Mary. Can I call you Mary or do you go by Mary Lynn?
Mary Lynn.
Oh my gosh, let me wipe off those coffee stains on your part of the table. Oh gosh. Oh,
thank you, miss.
Here's a fresh seltzer. Here's fresh seltzer.
Dora, she doesn't like raspberries.
I'm sorry.
Idiot.
Someone hasn't read the Marilyn Postman wiki.
And I have a handkerchief if you'd like one. I've sort of been doling them out all day.
Is there any one of those toilet covers in here to put on the seat?
Oh, yeah, sure are. I was keeping them in my back pocket.
Cabinet. Oh.
I spend copious amounts of time in the bathroom crying, me so too. I always keep one on deck.
Great, thank you. Don't want to ruin the new Chanel suit, you know.
Miss the Postman, may I call you Miss the Postman, or may I call you Mary Lynn? Actually, probably.
Oh, either or, hon. Whatever suits your fancy.
All right, Mary Lynn. In that case, since we all know who you are, obviously, but for the listeners at home. Might you cite some of your earlier works so that we might know where we recognize this voice from?
Oh, yes. Well, let's start. The very first day I was hired, I paid a postman to mail myself to every producer in this town until I was discovered. And then me and that postman, we got married the very next day. So that's why my name is Marilyn the Postman.
So you took your husband's profession as your last name?
Yeah, but that's his last name. He thought he had to be a postman because his last name was Postman.
You know how like Smiths are all people descendant from blacksmiths or whatever? You know how your last name used to be your
butcher.
Job?
Butcher.
Exactly.
Right.
This seems like a very similar scenario. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. He came from a long line of postmen. So yeah, then I was discovered, and then I was immediately put on a Western movie. but it was only my tits.
Yeah, I remember your tits very well.
From yeah. Triplets.
You can, you know.
Yeah, you're no, talking you're, about Home on the Hill when tits. You were playing the triplets, right?
Yep.
That was three pairs of your titties.
You know it because all three pairs are the same tit.
They only shot one tit?
Yes, just the one, and they edited it.
I gotta know. I have to know. Was it left or right?
Well, my best one's my right one because I'm right-handed and it's more plump because of the monk.
You know, I, after seeing that movie, actually went bankrupt, took all my savings out, and got a tit job so my tits would look like yours. I was 13.
Wait, let me see.
See? Look at that nipple. God. It looks just like your left tit.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Wow.
Want me to sign it?
Yeah, I'll be honest, Jenna.
Way better.
She's looking insane.
I'd be honored.
All right, let me just sign it for you.
Oh my gosh, right, I know that mine's a little botched, but I appreciate it.
It just looks like dimples.
Well, I'm never going to shower again.
I get that tattooed later.
Oh god, that's a good idea. God, I'm so
you know, I have a tattoo on my bum from Tom Cruise.
Shut up, let me see
Tom Cruise.
Take a look at this.
We all know who that is and hate him.
Oh.
God, it's like a picture of a family he drew, stick figure.
It's like the bumper stickers on Kudos cars.
Yeah, yeah, so your bum says that you have a man and a wife, three children and a dog.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, decals on a family's van.
Exactly.
So, okay, after Home on the Hill, where did you go after that? Because I want to know how you got from Home on the Hill to, what's the name of this new project you're working on?
Oh, My Roommate the Ghost.
My Roommate the Ghost.
And in this show, you play whom, exactly?
I play Sally McFeeters.
Sally McFeeters.
That's the roommate, guys.
Oh, yeah, of course. My
roommate is the ghost.
You see, I don't watch a lot of sitcoms. I've been told I'm too intelligent to enjoy them. So, I'm not super familiar with your work, but I love your presence and your energy. So, I definitely intend to watch at least the pilot of this new show.
Oh yeah, check it out. It's going to be a fantastic hit right away.
Well, I heard that your name alone brought tens of thousands of people to sponsor the show.
Yeah, ever since the triplets, you know.
Individuals are sponsoring this show?
That's only what I heard. Yeah, I heard that My Roommate the Ghost was put on Kickstarter and tens of thousands of people backed it.
The target market's really 20 to 30 old males, and they've really, after the triplets, it's
right.
Dorsh is really hung up on this triplets thing, and I can't blame him.
Guys, is there a fan? Okay.
As a man with no penis, I can confidently say that your breasts are aesthetically very pleasing. Just artistic. As an artist, I can say that.
Well, once I jumped out of the package when I was delivered, I just was like, look at these beauties! And then I was immediately hired.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm just
going
to go out.
Wait.
Oh, I thought you meant. You go, Grant.
Who did you jump out of the package for? Who hired you originally?
Stoney McGovern.
Yep, Stoney will do that to you.
You know Stoney McGovern? He's the hottest producer of our age. You should know that.
We're familiar with Stoney McGovern.
Don't you guys want to make it big?
Yes, no, absolutely. I had to show Stoney my beaver one time, and he actually had me.
Your pet beaver is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
And fun fact, my pet beaver doesn't wear clothes. So one would say Stoney's a pervert.
I'd like to put that beaver in a stunt.
Well, you're kind of going to have a beaver in a stunt tomorrow with that sex scene you got planned, Dorch. I hear you got a lot of special effects for that.
I did think having the stunt coordinators choreograph these sex scenes was an interesting and I think very wise decision.
I want to be a part of all of my scenes. You've got to live the scenes to make sure they go right. And sex choreography is an art.
So that's why you're wearing a full body green suit so they can digitally remove
besides
you
one
from...
part.
It's a mocap suit.
So there's just going to be a floating single part of your body
just
in every
a floating 6-inch part of my body.
Well, there is a little ping pong ball right on the tip.
We got to capture that motion. I'm not an amateur.
So my roommate the ghost.
Yeah.
And you're playing the roommate, what was it, Sally McTheaters?
Yes.
Interesting. So what do you think is that that character's motivation and role within that world? Because I'm still a little bit confused on the premise here.
Well, she has to grapple with the challenges of living with a ghost.
What are the challenges of living with a ghost?
Well, first of all, the ghost can go through walls anytime. So when she's changing, boom, there's a ghost. In the shower, boom,
like
there's a ghost.
So how much of the show is devoted to the ghost being sexually predatory?
Mostly the show is devoted to my tit, is what it is.
So you're still riding off of the the Home on the Hill triplet fame. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why they put me in this role.
We don't hate
I've got the script here. It looks like there's a stunt scene here where the ghost goes through the burglar and he falls down the stairs. Can you tell me about that, Mary?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. So I'm about to get burglared, and the ghost can sense the burglar. So the ghost is good at scaring people away from the house, including all of my boyfriends within the series. So the ghost
very sexually predatory.
You do have some smoking hot boyfriends in the sitcom, though. It's a stacked lineup.
One of them being John. Oh,
are you all right? Your
chair just gave out.
Sideways.
I'm sorry, that is one of the chairs from my apartment that was comfortable. I took all the screws out because I needed that.
Jesus, she almost just smashed her prized tits on the floor because of your chair.
Well, I had to take all the screws out because I needed them for my new bed.
Are you guys trying to kill me here?
We almost just had to rename the show My Roommate the Other Ghost.
I don't get
it. You mean my other roommate?
I don't know how to even get that one. Not just
you. Oh, because she almost died? Like, that's funny?
Again, I'm not going to get it. You don't have to explain it.
Listen, I'll go get the first aid kit.
If you guys are trying to kill me, there's no way in hell you're going to get my role.
Wait, no, hang on. Janet, that's the last aid kit. Don't get that. It's just holy water in there.
That's the lemon aid kit. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, don't go for that one. That's the milkmaid kit.
That kit, if you open it up, it's kind of a reach. There's not really a lot. It's just an outfit.
Here, I got some tape. That'll do. Oh,
thank you. Can you pass me the milkmaid outfit?
You know what? Let me pour you a glass of lemonade, too, while we're at it.
Great. Anyways, like I was saying, one of my boyfriends is John Stamos, actually.
Wow, he was also in Home on the Hill with you.
Yep.
He was the voice of your titties?
Yep, he was.
A little bit of a crutch, if you ask me.
It's been 16 years since Home on the Hill was on TV, and I still have no idea why it was called Home on the Hill.
16 years since it changed my life. That's why I moved to America.
I think the hills is a tit reference.
That's what I was going to say. Yes, it was. I'm calibrating that.
Alike.
Yep.
Maybe that's my man mind. Exactly. I just couldn't grasp that.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, Miss Mary Lynn, your character continually is haunted by this ghost. Is there any... Because I don't watch sitcoms. I'm too intelligent, but...
He grew up rich.
I grew up rich.
So his father's a business mogul in Dubai.
My father is an oil tycoon, and so I mostly watched MSNBC. But my point is,
big Rachel Maddow fan.
My father, the oil tycoon, big Rachel Maddow fan. What even was I asking? I believe it was something to do with the show.
Maylin's character.
Yes, your character. I like in a sitcom which I don't watch for the characters to kind of have.
Why
a
are you staring at the ceiling, Leo? Are you feeling okay?
I have a little bit of a fever. I told you guys that before we started recording, and I'm not going to. Excuse me. I'm not going to subject myself to missing out on this opportunity because of a 101 fever. That's barely a fever.
You look like you're going to throw up and die.
I have twice today.
Wow.
Do you ever get back at the ghost?
Yeah, actually, I try, you know, there's one episode where I am dedicated to trying to scare him myself, and I
it's a male ghost.
Yep, I actually did it by
very predatory
throwing glitter at him.
And it worked.
What?
They're teaching that in sororities these days. Or like, here's how to do it. Throw glitter at your predator.
So I haven't seen.
And how is that working?
Well, now the ghost is covered in glitter and isn't invisible anymore, so.
And also, glitter is so hard to get off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what is the technology that they're using? And this might be a question more for Leopold. How do they make a character invisible?
I definitely need more of the focus here. So direct any costuming questions my way, any technological questions my way.
But before I get that answer, I'd like your perspective on it, Mary Lynn.
Oh, sure. I believe someone told me it was some type of a projection of a dead relative.
That makes so much sense.
Oh, I don't even think we need Leopold to follow through with that. I think that that answers.
Are you sure?
You know, Leopold, you did put the postman's breast in a lovely bustier, though, did you not?
That was a nice touch. And again, male mind. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you're all disgusting to me, and you were.
To be fair, no one's had sex with me in years.
Yeah, so. I mostly touch myself, so.
Okay, lost my penis over here, so. Have you guys beat, I guess. But
you're rich, Leo.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that I don't feel, and I don't.
Well, have you guys ever seen Game of Thrones? Because Danny still falls in love with that penisless man, and they figure it out, you know?
Yes, I'm not. Do you know they put
Jason Momoa doesn't have a penis?
Do you know they put my tits on Daenerys?
Shut up!
That's why she had six tits?
I thought they looked so familiar.
Surprisingly, the technology they use for the dragons is very similar to the technology they use for the tits.
Right, and I heard if you zoomed in, the dragon tits look just like scale. Her tits.
The scales of tits.
And if you, I fast forward through all the titties and violence, and I just listen to the talking. I can't do Game of Thrones, any of the sexual content or the violent content. I just like.
Well,
when
you watch porn on mute.
What?
Doesn't everyone watch porn on mute, to be clear? Because
yes, I do that. I just didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I watch porn. That's around sound in my basement.
Oh, cool.
Maylin, I feel like Dolby. You were going to say something about when you turn the volume up.
Oh, I was going to say, if you turn the volume up on the Game of Thrones and my tits are on the screen, you can hear John Stamos' voice. You can.
If you might grace us with a little bit of his dialogue.
Yeah.
If you remember anything.
I believe he says.
Oh, come on.
Stop looking so bashful. What are those titties we all say? Know.
He says, look at the fiery glow on that areola, baby.
Oh my so god.
So he's talking about himself.
That's like the writer.
Absolutely. This is when she comes up from the ashes of the fire.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, right, dragon, right.
And he just is talking about himself.
Again, you know, I fast forwarded through that part because of the nudity.
You know, I remember I had the quote stuck in my head, and I didn't know how, but I guess with the surround sound, I must have picked up the Stamos nipple talk.
Do you have a lot of neighbors? I mean, I'm just wondering, the way you watch everything is concerning.
Well, this is in my double basement.
double. So it's below the basement?
Yeah, I've got a basement for my basement now. That's for the ultra porn. But.
Dorsh, you keep talking about your basement as if you want us to come visit, but you've never invited us.
I mean, there's.
I don't know if you ever told us where you live.
Well, I don't want to be specific, not on air. Now, Mei Lin, if you want to come back, I've got a ping pong table, I've got 360, I've got Xbox One, I've got PS4, honey, PS5, I've got VR.
So if you want to play, old Xbox games,
I've got a PS3, Mei Lin, and yeah.
As long as you have Lego Star Wars, that'll do just fine.
Oh, I've got Lego Star Wars.
Are you two about to get out of here?
I've got Lego Star Wars, and they're real blocky.
Listen, Deutsch.
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 I love your accent. It's so cute.
Deutsch. Listen, Deutsch. What's your last name?
It's just Dorsch.
I've never asked him that before.
Like Cher?
Exactly like Cher.
I'm gonna rename myself.
And Kramer.
Mary Lynn the Deutsch.
Are you cupping her tits in front of us at the table? Stop!
Dorsch, your tongue is
Deutsch.
Well out of your mouth. Deutsch. You should roll that thing back up.
I want you to put this milkmaid outfit on.
You know, I'm uncomfortable. Well, I guess
while Dorsch changes, Mary Lynn, what's the most fun you were having on set shooting this new show?
I guess the most fun I've had was the real sex that was happening in the sex suit.
Oh!
And Dorsch, you were there in your mocap suit,
here,
right?
Milkman's here, and I've got a little part of me that's exposed.
Oh!
For the mocap.
I think that you're still technically a milkmaid. I don't know.
Oh!
I think the uniform is kind of the signifier there. I don't think it has anything to do with gender.
Yeah, like flight attendant.
You have crushed my confidence. I don't want to have sex with you, Malin.
I didn't say anything about your.
I've been demasculized, and I just want to go back in my.
Dorsch is a real alpha male.
Does anybody know about the secret passageway in this?
In Jamp? JAMP has a secret passageway?
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like if anyone knew about it, it would have been us.
I'm working on a Marauder's Map style tracking
system. You're always up to no good.
Well, he grew up rich, so he's read the Harry Potter books about 700 times. Read a lot of
it costs a lot of money.
They're like 30 bucks a pop, if that.
He buys them new every time.
Oh.
Okay, I don't like creases in my pages.
He's also read them in 6 different languages, so that adds.
I am too intelligent to read in English.
Wait, Marilyn.
That's actually kind of impressive.
So, what were you? You were the most fun you've had on set is just this real sex scene. Was there anything special about it?
I guess you could say. That everybody was watching. I don't know.
Well, it was on camera.
You know, now I know why I'm so attracted to you. When I had that mocap suit on, I couldn't see at all. It was just my dick out there. Oops, I don't know if I could say dick. It was just my dick out there.
You can. You can absolutely say dick.
Yeah, it was just my dick out there, and like there was this connection I felt. Like it was a ghost or something. Like
that was actually my cervix.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna take a pregnancy test.
Grant, you promised me this show wouldn't be gross and nasty, and so
I promised you the show wouldn't be nasty, like filthy nasty. I never promised you anything about content, man.
Well, you know that
Leo,
I find sex disgusting, so
I do.
Leo, this might be love. Is
I'm
it?
Just realizing how Maybe. Single I am,
so.
And I'm getting very upset.
I'm sorry to hear that, Janet.
Janet, you know, You and I can always get a beer after work.
Oh boy, Grant, drop it.
Grant, you gotta stop trying with that. I mean,
every Grant, time,
Grant. Did you start this podcast as an excuse to try and
look? Seriously? Just because Janet was the first person I asked, and you two just happened to be standing next to her, and thought I was talking to all of you.
I knew it. You're lucky. I have literally nothing else to do because. Otherwise, Grant. I would totally be out.
Well, it's like that common thing in movies. It's like you're not supposed to fall in love with someone, and then like they find out, and you're like, no, I really wasn't. But then it became real. That's like the opposite here. This podcast, but now I'm really here for the podcast, and I
don't mind me, everyone. I'm just peeing on this pregnancy stick on the stick. Just give me a second.
Honestly, just go ahead, pee right in my purse if you need to. Whatever.
When you're done, though, Mary Lynn, Mr. Postman, sorry. What was it like to win an AVN award? Because, you see, that's a realm I would like to enter as a costume designer, but costumes are such a small part of the adult film experience. And again, I watch on mute. So I was just wondering... what it was like to accept the 2016 award for most rockin' titties.
Oh, it just felt wonderful. Wonderful. I did get in the face with a tomato, though, from another...
For those listening at the AVN Awards, tomato throwing is a tradition at the AVN Awards for what they call the ripest breasts.
Grant, your car's getting towed. It's
not something I stand by. It's something I've learned from observing that reality. So it's a very high compliment, but it still hurts.
It still hurts, but it's a very, very quality compliment. You're right.
Guys, I can't talk about this. I need to know, what does that stick say? Come on.
I don't think you can find out this quickly. I don't think how this works.
Don't worry, I got first response, so it happens.
Oh,
like
yeah, that one's a good one.
I always
Am I going to be a proud papa?
I always
aren't you married, Malin?
I am, but I'm a star, honey. We do this.
Yeah, also that's the true. Men of Hollywood do whatever they want, okay? So, without question. So let it be.
So women's actions should have no consequences either.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right.
I agree. I agree with both of you.
Oh my god, the test is ready. Deutsch, get ready to be the tabloid.
Careful taking it out of the microwave.
Before you tell me if I'm a father, just my name is Deutsch.
Grant, Deutsch. Why are you holding my hand?
Deutsch.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
This is just my accent.
Oh, okay, whatever. Just tell me, am I proud papa?
It's blue. You're gonna be a
Giants fan?
Oh no, you got the wrong kind of test. This test, if you're a Giants fan.
Oh, come on!
Cramp. Fuck. You're right. This is the NFL version.
Oh my god.
Get one of those kids out.
Wait, now she had peed.
Oh well, maybe next time. I'll call you up. What's your number?
Nah, I don't really care, actually.
All right.
I mean, there's probably a pregnancy test in the fist aid kit.
Definitely one in the fist aid kit. It's probably I'll show
I don't say out. There's probably one in the aid kit.
What about the AIDS kit?
Yeah, it's I just said the same thing.
What about this?
Okay, yuck it up, guys. Yuck it up.
Hey, I found a Kit Kat.
I need that.
Oh my god.
Did you find it in the cat kit? Or
the cat kit is my favorite of the kits.
It's mostly just
fake
yarn.
Box of
it's so much yarn.
And yarn.
All right, guys, I'm going through the secret tunnel back to my dressing room.
All right, that's fair. You have a big day tomorrow.
We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, you have been here. Really, I mean, to be honest, we didn't know anyone else was here. That is a very small tunnel. Did you dig that yourself?
You're like crawling.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. Let me get my map out.
Oh, look, there she is on the map.
You know, for someone who's known for her tits, how about that? Rock in. Ah, just kidding. Oh, well, it's nice to see her go. Well, I guess we all have a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, we gotta start work on my roommate, the ghost.
It's weird that I already had sex with her and we didn't even film yet.
Well, I think that's just a relationship. I don't think that has anything to do with
all my relationships are just so confusing. I gotta stop wearing motion capture suits.
It'll make for a really exciting week. Okay, I actually feel a little more positive going into this one.
Yeah, and just knowing that we don't have to deal with Cruise, or, you know, aside from us, Tom Cruise, I mean. We don't have to deal with him anymore.
Yeah, he's out.
He is out. He's off in a fat suit golfing somewhere.
Yeah, the six tits are in.
Six tits are in. And guys, I am very happy with what we've done tonight.
Cool.
It's a beautiful pizza pie you have in front of you, Grant.
Yeah, I got this just for me and Janet. If you guys wanted some, I guess you could have some.
Man, listen, I'm going to take a slice, like, but
I'm very
hungry. Don't think anything of it.
Leopold doesn't eat cheap food like that, though.
Yeah, I do when I'm desperate.
Well, it seems like we are running low on time.
If anybody needs any horse meat, by the way...
I thought you said you had no horses left.
Oh, but I do. I'm a little trickster.
Well, we'll get into your trickiness later on.
Wait, Leo, I have one question. I was just curious, for this trade, for dead horses, for, I forget, you have a Honda Prius? I mean, a Toyota Prius?
A Ford Fiesta.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Get shitty cars confused.
Honda did put out a Prius for a bit, though.
Is this a question about how I lost my penis again? Or
No, I'm trying to understand the ratio of dead horses to equal a Ford Fiesta.
Do we have time for this?
No. No, we don't.
All right, fine. I don't have time for a birth.
It's 150 to 1.
All right, well, we are clicking off of cruise control. We're back to manual driving. And we will see you next week.
Until
have a great
then,
night.
Stay
Until
in manual then, driving.
Stay in manual. Shift away.
Don't break.
Don't break. Oh, we'll settle on one of these. All right, everyone. We will talk to you next time.